I really don't know whether it's spring or winter yet to come, but what I do know is that coming Friday, March 28th, is the annual March for Meals. And you don't even have to march. All you have to do is have a meal and a nice fat wallet. This is a fundraiser that we talk about every year with Kathy Romaine over at the Senior Center, so that their great program, Senior Meal Program, can continue. Kathy, what's going to be happening this year? And it looks like we are all going to Gilligan's Island.
We are in the spirit of Gilligan's Island this year. So we have everything from a March for Meals boat and center dessert themes with island. We have a trivia contest, and we have a costume contest. I'm going as middle-aged Marianne, which ought to be fun. But anyway, it's a great...
I have to ask, what is the spirit of Gilligan's Island? I mean, are you abandoned without rescue and just these beautiful people all around you?
Oh, no. This is an island-themed fundraiser. So we're going to have everything from the food to the decorations, but it's always fun to dress up. And so in the spirit of Gilligan's Island, we're going to take you on a three-hour tour, and it's going to start with dinner and the promise of wonderful things to come. We have silent auction, and we have the dessert auction to come. Everything's wonderful, and it's centered on that three-hour tour. And then we'll wrap it up, not deserted, but with dessert.
Okay, and an auction?
And an auction.
So I don't have to be beautiful necessarily to come.
Oh, no, come as you are.
I hear even Dwayne Bannock's going to be there, so, I mean, you can be ugly, right?
No comment.
Okay. You're not going to neither confirm nor deny, will you?
All dark and handsome.
Yeah, right. That's an oxymoron if there ever was one. Okay, Kathy, tell me a little bit about not just the March for Meals, which is the fundraiser, but the daily Meals on Wheels and the seniors that the only company they get, the only visitor they see is when they get a meal once a day.
Absolutely. Whether it's a home-delivered meal, which is our biggest program that we offer, or a meal that they come in and they dine in-house, we serve over 35,000 meals to seniors on a yearly basis.
35,000.
35,000.
And is there any cost to the senior for the meal?
There isn't. There is a donation that we allow. The state, we get a state grant that gives us a stipend per senior to provide these meals, and then they ask that we ask for a donation. Well, that works perfectly for some budgets. It doesn't work perfectly for a lot of budgets. So we have a fundraiser for scholarship meals for those seniors who can't afford to donate anything for their meal, which is, as inflation grows, it's quite a few.
So while we are partying and dressed up and pretending we're on Gilligan's Island, we are also funding a very worthy cause, and our donations have a very good purpose.
Absolutely. This is a bright spot in their life. And as you said, our meals drivers, sometimes that's the only person that they see during the course of the day. It's also a check-in for healthcare providers as well. So we're the first hand. You know, if a senior's not responding or they're not answering their door, we're finding out why.
Now, Kathy, this is always a sold-out event, and I'm not sure exactly when this is going to air, but it's going to be pretty close to the date, and people should get those tickets in advance because you will run out. Am I right?
We are running out earlier than we ever have this year. We limit it to 125 for seating, and we are at 95 right now. We've sold 95 tickets.
And the price of the ticket?
$50. We're having prime rib and shrimp.
You can't get a McDonald's for that kind of money. Oh, where do you get the tickets? Are they online, or do we need to come by the Senior Center?
Actually, they can stop by the Senior Center, or they can give us a call, 283-4156. Purchase their tickets over the phone.
That'll give me a ticket and 35,000 meals on you and a lot of fun. At Gilligan's Island, calling all castaways to the March for Meals, Friday, March 28th. Looks like the doors will open at 6 p.m.
Doors open at 6 p.m. The country store opens at 5 p.m., which is put by our crafters, and great deals on homemade items.
And if you get left out, if you don't get a ticket, I tell you what, I'm going to come and take photos so that you can enjoy this and then make a donation afterward, right?
Absolutely. We have folks. Matter of fact, the primary fundraising part of the evening the primary amount of money that we receive for our thing is not on the night of it. It's for people all over the peninsula who believe in our program and donate accordingly.
And it's a good time of year to remind people that this is 365 days a year that we need to be mindful of our seniors and take good care of them. Kathy, you do such a good job over at the Kenai Senior Center. Thanks for talking to us. March for Meals is coming up. I'm Merle Sikorski, returning you to that castaway sound of KSRM.